Pickups in the Thumb area and the best Chevy truck month smoking hot deals to put you behind the wheel. Like the $36,126 price after all offers for a 2016 Chevrolet Silverado, 1500 double cab, standard box, four-wheel drive custom, MSRP $41,030. Lots of others to choose from on the lot during truck month, so pick out your new Chevrolet and find new roads at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25 in Sebring. Call 866-924-5332.
Listen every Sunday at 7 p.m. to The Strong Side on Sports Radio 102.1, home of the WLEW Sports Network. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Doug Cole, and Kayla O'Neill back in the booth for you tonight. The whole gang is here for the first time, Dave, I believe, since what? Week number three.
Feels like it's been a long time,
but we will get there. Well, the storyline of the 2016 season has been predominantly Greater Thumb West heavy. But meanwhile, in the Greater Thumb East, the Ugly Bearcats have been taking care of business week after week. They are now 7-0 on the season, and each game has been more impressive than the one before. After a close week one victory over the USA Patriots and a grinded out win in week two, I believe against Cass City, it's been a Sherman March to the Sea for the Bearcats.
Yeah, they bowled through those two teams early in the year, and after that, the East has not held up its end of the bargain, and the Bearcats have improved every week and have destroyed all GTE teams in their way, with just Harbor Beach standing left in front of them.
Dave Kaufman is in his sixth season as head coach for the LD Bearcats. Through 56 games, Kaufman has been victorious 62% of the time, going 35-21. This year, undefeated through 7 weeks. The Bearcats saw three-year starting quarterback Jeffrey Wright graduate after last season, and filling the void and doing just fine has been junior play caller Matt Mychek.
Yeah, Mychek has done a really nice job. He was the big question mark for their team. He hasn't had to pass it much, but he controls the huddle, the line of scrimmage. He hands the ball off to the proper guy, and he shows a little speed when the time comes. But he can throw the football. Let's not forget that. Just against USA, he had 3 of 4 passing for 75 yards, and 2 of them went for touchdowns.
As with any team that runs a variety of the T formation, success is derived from a strong backfield. The LB Bearcats are no exception to that rule. Behind Matt Mychek is in an armory that even Vladimir Putin would be proud of. Leading off that backfield would be four-year starter senior Derek Brown.
Right, eighth-year senior, I think, and we love Derek Brownie, but he's been running very well for Ubley for all 4 years of his career. Jonathan Brandle, Nathan Keller are three of the big names you're going to hear tonight, predominantly Brown and Brandle. They are the two that are going to touch it the most, and they are very dangerous when they do. Combined, Derek Brown against Marlette at 20 carries for 159 yards and a score, where Brandle against USA had 13 carries for 60 yards, so they will get plenty of touches.
Of course, it goes without saying that a key to Ubley's success this year has been its haunting defense. They have allowed just 87 points all season for an average of 12 per game. But more impressive is in the past 4 weeks, no team has scored more than one touchdown on them. This all starts out with a strong front line in the trenches.
I'm glad you brought up how good their defense has been playing, because everybody likes to talk points and offense, but the reason that they are here and they are undefeated is because they tackle well and they are always in the right spot. They are well coached and they play very, very tough defense.
Last year, Ubley walloped the Harbor Beach Pirates 50-18. We'll see how they fare tonight. Kickoff is in 21 minutes. You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network.
If you're considering either new or additional grain storage facilities, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your top source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Whether you need a minor repair or a new grain storage and handling facility, including site design, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MC and Nico grain dryers. dryers. DS Services have been building and maintaining farm and commercial grain storage and handling facilities for more than three decades, so they keep a large parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, crane rentals, and more. Visit DSServicesInc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Add more profit to your operation by calling DS Services today. 989-872-3318.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Randy's Hunting Center has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Randy's Hunting Center sells bow and arrow packages, crossbows, and performs service on any brand. Randy's Hunting Center has the all-new legal caliber hunting guns that take straight wall cartridges, including .44 Magnum, .450 Bushmaster, and .460 Smith & Wesson. Find a fantastic selection of muzzleloaders, including the new Traditions, Thompson, and CVA muzzleloaders, along with all the accessories. Over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. They can drill and tap your gun, mount, and bore sight scopes. And custom sight and service is available. Find every size rifle, pistol, and shotgun ammunition in stock. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds and pop-up blinds in all sizes. Trail cameras by Moultrie and Cuttyback, along with binoculars, rangefinders, and knives. And Randy's Hunting Center sells hunting and fishing licenses. Check out their website at randyshuntingcenter.com.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best view at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS, 989-269-GUNS.
For all of your accounting needs, call Lori Messing, CPA of Ubley. She has extensive experience with QuickBooks and can help you get the most out of your accounting program. If you need financial statements, payroll, or have tax issues, she can help too. Visit her office at 2201 Main Street, Ubley, from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., Monday through Friday. Lori is also available to come to your place of business for an evaluation of your current accounting system. Just give Lori Messing a call at 989-658-8525. Good luck to the Ubley Bearcats from Lori Messing, CPA of Ubley.
Listening to the WLDW Sports Network, your home for high school football all season long, with Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Doug Cole, and Kayla O'Neill with your broadcast tonight from the friendly confines of Harbor Beach, Michigan. The years of running the table in utter domination in every aspect of the game may be over for Harbor Beach, but the Pirates have proven to be resilient in an up and down 2016 season. Entering this year's campaign, the Eastsiders were coming off of their first season missing the playoffs in 6 years. Harbor Beach currently sits at 4 wins on the season, matching last year's record already. This team is similar to years past in the sense that the Pirates can score a lot of points. But what is unusual is the amount of points HB is allowing on defense.
Ah, that's a great point, Clark. The defense has not been up to par this season. And when the defense struggles, it just becomes that much tougher and more pressure put on the offense.
Harbor Beach has only 4 seniors listed on their roster this season, but one of them is 2-year starting play caller Brady Kirsch. This quarterback may be the most true-to-form QB we have seen in a while, and lucky for him, he has some resources around him.
Yeah, I think the term you might be looking for is pro style. Now, obviously, we're not saying he's going to play in the pros, but he's 6'3", 200 pounds. He has the frame and the ability and the look of a pro-style quarterback, and he does throw the football quite a bit, even though they will probably start out with a wing tee offense. Against Sandusky, he was 8 of 14 passing for 135 yards and 2 touchdowns, but I wouldn't be surprised if he airs it out at least 14, 15 times this game.
As any good quarterback should, Brady Kirsch has a favorite receiver. That would without doubt be utility player James Shelkey. He's listed as a linebacker and running back, but he's most known for his catches, not to mention special teams, and he might even do windows.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd use utility player either. I think he's a do-it-all kind of guy. He's a 2-year starter, as you mentioned, against Bad Axe. He had 7 catches for 131 yards and 2 touchdowns, 6 catches against Sandusky. Oh, and by the way, against Marlette, he ran for 142 yards, and we haven't even touched on his defensive stats. He is a very good player for Harbor Beach.
But you're saying you want to reserve utility player for Brandon Inge and no one else, or what?
That's definitely a one-sided player there.
Well, Harbor Beach has more to offer than just James Shelkey, though.
Yeah, I bet they do. I agree with you. Look at guys like Brennan Shedd, for example. I like what he brings to the table, but yet again, this guy's a true wide receiver. He had 3 catches against Bad Axe for 100 yards and a touchdown. But there's a couple other names you're going to hear quite often. Daniel Lanfear and